friends, this year should be a special schus for Moshe Yehuda ben Peshadina Hainis Shlita, Yishtah Bracha Vatzlach B'chol Ma'aseh Yadav, Yedid Nafshi, Rishim Shem Yitzchak Garber Shlita, Bracha Vatzlach B'chol Ma'aseh Yadav, Yedid Nafshi, Avram Yitzchak ben Esther, Jaspin Shlita, and Yosef Ezra ben Esther, Jaspin Shlita, they should all have Bracha Vatzlach B'chol Ma'aseh Yadayhem, and for Shmuel ben Yamin, ben Tishna Rechaleya, Stein Shlita, Lebracha Batzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yadav, we are continuing our study of the Torah of Moreno Rosh HaYeshiva, Fudnu Zatzal. We say in the Bracha, Shehakol Bara Lechvodo. Everything was created, everything in the world is created for Kavod Hashem. But the first time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself that the world was created lichvodo is on Leil HaSeder. Where do we see that? We see it in Shmos, chapter 14, verse 4. V'ikabida b'paro, and I will be honored by Pharaoh. This is talking about Kriyas Yamsuf. So why dafka b'kesher l'ma'orah shel Kriyas Yamsuf do we have this gilui of Hashem's ratzon of v'ikabida b'paro, that Kavod Hashem is going to emerge from Pharaoh? So first, we'd like to explain two lines of thought regarding the entry into Eretz Yisrael. The Haftacha, the promise, and the covenant, the bris, on Bias HaAretz, is in the parasha of Bein HaBitarim. Bris Bein HaBsarim, the famous covenant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Avraham Avinu in Parshas Lech Lecha. As a hakdama, however, to this covenant, to this promise, Hashem says, Yadoa teida, higir yiyeh zaracha. That is the parsha of the galios, of the exiles. And in the words of the Kadmonim, of the earlier sources, Nireis parasha zu shel hodah al hagalus, it would appear that this parasha informing us of the exile is like a shiur b'matnas haaretz. We're not totally getting Eretz Yisrael. It's a leftover from matnas haaretz. It's a remnant of Matnas HaAretz. Together with Matnas HaAretz, which is not complete, there's also Galus. We see this, for example, in the Shla in Parashas Lech Lecha. And we would like to define exactly the nature of this Shiur, because a Shiur is not one with the Mahalach of punishment. Yadoa Teda implies clear knowledge that is not included in causes or other things that are by chance, and there is no inyan here of punishment. The Haftach of Bias HaAretz is for the Jewish people. The Shiur, what's left over, is the phenomenon of Galus, which is also unique to the Jewish people. There is no other nation that stays, takes root in a land, is expelled from that land, and then returns to that land after being detached for so long. And when Knesset Yisrael is in the Galus, it says, Imo Anochi Bitsara, I am with you in your tsara. That is a famous verse in Psalms chapter 91, verse 15. And if Begalus, the Jewish people, are Mefuzar, we are scattered, so too the Shechina is in Galus. The Shechina is also scattered, Kiviyachal. We'd like to define the content of this situation, of this governance. When the attribute of justice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed to all, Then is revealed Kavod Shemayim. Then you see the glory of heaven. But when the Midas Hadin is not Poel B'Tokpa, B'Taharata, when the Midas Hadin is not able to act in all of its strength and power and pristine purity to relate to the idolaters as they deserve because of cheshbonos, because of different accounts and reasons relating to the behavior of the Jewish people, that's what we call Shechinta Begalusa. Shechinta Begalusa is that the Akum, the idolaters, aren't getting what they deserve, and that's because we're in Galus and we deserve it, and therefore the Shechina goes with us. It also happens the opposite. Sometimes things don't happen to us, to the Jewish people, because Hashem is cheshbonos with the idolaters among whom we dwell. But that's Shechinta Begalusa. Either they're cheshbonos with us, they're cheshbonos with the Akum, but we're not where we're supposed to be. Now this Mahalach also branches off to Halacha. We know from the Gemara in Sanhedrin 14a, Ein Smicha B'Bavel. There's no Smicha in Babylonia. And if the Midah of Mishpat L'mala Eina Yechola Lef'ol B'Taharata, if the Midah of Mishpat of Justice above in Shemayim cannot act in its pristine purity, also down here the lack of Smicha in Chutz La'aretz, we cannot give Smicha, traditional rabbinic status, not what we have today, but coming down in a direct chain from Moses, Moshe, Yoshua, etc. So down here we have this lack of smicha and chutz laaretz, and therefore there's a lack of midas hadin, right? If you have proper smicha, then you can carry out din, but most of what our batei dinim do today are very limited by halacha because the people involved don't have smicha. There are no knassos, and there's no chiyuvei misa, etc. Also, part of the problem is that the Sanhedrin isn't bin makoma. Dio le'eved lios kirabo. That is a Gemara in Brachot 58b. That is enough for the merced servant to be like his master. Which means that if there's a chisaron of mishpat lemala, there's a lack of mishpat above, there's also a chisaron mishpat down here. Ubamet, this din of Ein Smicha B'Bavel has no special yalfusa. There's no special limud, derivation for this law. And its inyan is benefesh, bebechinas hishtatvus b'shchinta begalusa. It is taking part of the shchina being in galus. There's no proper judgment up there, there's no proper judgment down here. There's the shchina is in galus, we're in galus. Divrei Torah encompass us from the highest heavens till the earth. As we say in the book of Psalms, chapter 113, verse 6, Mashpili l'ros, God is so high up. And he looks down. Magbi l'shaves, and he sits up high. And this yisod of Shechinta B'Galusa that's revealed in Shemayim, in Vayechazu as Elokim, etc., Tachas Raglov Kemasa Livnas Asapir, famous Pasuk, Mishpatim, chapter 24, verse 10. What's this Livnas Asapir? That there's the Shibud of Levanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, that we're enslaved with Livnas, with Levanim, with bricks. God felt our pain. So the Shechina's in Galus, Shechina's feeling the pain, and therefore there's also a din of Ein Smicha B'Bavel. It's all the same Yisod. Himmel and Eretz is Alts Ein Shel Sheles. Heaven and earth are all one chain. There's no judgment above. The Shechina's in Galus. We're in Galus. It works together. We're enslaved. We're the Levanim. So Shechina's feeling it. Ain't Smicha B'Bavel. We're in Galus. The Shechina's in Galus. There's no Smicha. There's no proper judgment. God's not carrying out His judgment. God's letting things go against what we would consider proper judgment. So that means ain't smicha. There's also no smicha for us. We also can't carry out proper judgment. V'hinei ha'shoresh harishon l'inyan galut. What's the root of galus? So as we know, when we talk about galus, and when we talk about almost anything, it's always kedai to go back to the Garden of Eden, saying Sefer Bereishis is koracha de kulava, it's got everything. Vayigareish is ha'adam igan Eden. Genesis chapter 3 verse 24. Adam was expelled from the Garden of Eden. That's his special place. And since only you, as it says in the Talmud, only the Jewish people are called Adam, the true Adam, what man is supposed to be, can only be achieved. Everybody is a human being. But the highest level of Adam, as was designed in creation, can only be achieved by Knesset Yisrael. So therefore, if Adam went into Galus, we went into Galus. Galus is only shaykh to us. So there's no other nation that went into Galus. You ever meet an Italian? He's fourth generation Italian, right? Four generations ago, his great grandparents came over from Sicily in the year 1908, and they came to Manhattan, to Lower Manhattan, and his great grandmother was making a lot of pasta, and his great grandfather was working as a delivery man, as a plumber, as whatever he was working as, and then they had children, and they had children, and they had children. They know they're Italian. You speak to this Italian guy, he goes, man, all I want to do is go back to Sicily. I just miss Sicily. I think of my great grandparents and how they were born and raised in Sicily. I just want to live there forever. And then you speak to everybody who's descended from Italian, they all want to go back to Italy. And then you meet an Irishman, similar Misa, came over in 1904, and his grandfather worked as a bartender, and his grandmother used to clean houses. They worked so hard. They send their kids to good schools. And eventually now this Irish guy, he's, fourth generation American, and now he's our third. And he's doing well in life. He says, all I want to do is go back to Ireland. And you meet every Irish guy, and all they want to do is go back to Ireland. No. People in America are generally happy to be there. They have complaints, but most people in America want to be in America. They don't want to be in a different country. And most people in different countries want to be in America. Except Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is always looking to come back to Eretz Yisrael. We were sent into Galus. We are the nation of Galus, and we are the nation that is going to be redeemed from the Galus. We were in a matzav of Gerushin from Gan Eden. But man was created in God's image. And therefore, Imo Anochi B'tzara, God is with us in our pain. And when Knesset Yisrael, when the mystical soul of the Jewish people, and the physical bodies of the Jewish people are in exile, the king is in exile with them. This matzav of Gerushin of Galus is miyuchad l'Knesset Yisrael. People take it personally. They say, oh, atem kuriyam adam, v'einim wasolam kuriyam adam. It's like a shtuch of umas ha'olam. Yevamah 61a. I have to tell you. You know what it means? It means only we get sent into Galus. We get special punishment. We're like, the son of the high school principal. And his son misbehaves, and he gets it. Not only in school does he get it, he gets it back at home also. We get it big time. That's the responsibility. Being Am Yisrael means expanded responsibility. And so too, on the other side, Knesset Yisrael says to Kodesh Brichu, if your image has been expelled, we're with you. God is with us. And we're with him. And that's a shiur b'matnas ha'aretz. That's like a little bit of a leftover in the Matan of Eretz Yisrael. And the Matan of Eretz Yisrael isn't just completely a gift. It's not all a bed of roses. It's not, a picnic. The great lawn of Central Park on a Sunday afternoon. You ever been there? Gorgeous. Mamish gorgeous. It's a completely blue sky. Not a cloud. The sun is shining. 75 degrees with a cool breeze in the air. You lay out a carpet. You're sitting there opposite the love of your life. She made some, if you're a guy, she made some goodies to eat. Not for the dinner of Ochel B'Shuk, but I'm assuming everybody there is dressed B'tznias. You should be there in the first place. So everyone's dressed B'tznias, and you're not making hamotzi, so there's less of a problem of Ochel B'Shuk. She has some fruits, some grapes, and some apples, oranges, and some fresh cold water. And you're sitting, this is just, there's just nothing bad about it. It's just all good. Life looks great. The world looks great. The sky looks great. You see the sky, it's blue. It reminds you of the Tcheles, it reminds you of the Kisei HaKavod. It's unbelievable. It's all good. Matnas Haaretz is not like that, sweet friends. The Matan of Eretz Yisrael is a sheer of Matnas Haaretz. And you know what that is? Eretz Yisrael is a beautiful land. You go to Israel. Ah, you smell the smell of Israel. You hear the Israeli birds chirping in Hebrew. You get some milk in a bag, some shoko. Remember when I was a kid, I used to come to Israel. And one of the treats of coming to Israel was buying shoko. For whatever reason in America, I don't know if I drank chocolate milk in America, I didn't, but there was something special about the Israeli shoko. And I used to buy it, and bite off the little bit of plastic at the corner, and then suck that bag. I don't know if it's on mechubadik, but you're a little boy. You just love that cold, sweet chocolate milk. Mein olam haba, you're in Israel. It's beautiful. Israel's beautiful. But there's a shiur b'matnas haaretz, sweet friends. You can't come to Eretz Yisrael unless you're mishtatef b'garal hamelech. The king was expelled from his place. There's galus. There's a shiur. There's what's left over. That's called galus. You don't just get Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael comes along with a stipulation. There's also galus. You get it, and then you get kicked out. Can you imagine? Somebody offers you the best shidduch in the world. I'm just the best shidduch. And you're told you can have her, but at some point you're going to have to get divorced. You get her back eventually, but you have to get divorced. Maybe you get remarried 2,000 years later. That's Obishmak. That's the shiur b'matnas haaretz. You get Eretz Yisrael, you also get expelled. And the king gets expelled, kaviyachol. So that's one line of understanding in coming to Eretz Yisrael. We have to be attacking the yigaresh. We have to fix that expulsion. And we have to return to our place. And therefore the galus is not only onshin. It's also onshin. We've seen Chazal that it's a punishment. We've seen the Torah it's a punishment. It's not only onshin. But rather, it is necessary, it is mandated, because the king, kiviyachol, is begola, and we have to be with him. So that's, and it's not only an outcome of chatoim. It's also ishtatfus b'tzelem elokim. God is in galus, we have to go with him. There's also a special mahalach of sin in the Jewish people. Chazal say, based on the pasuk Eicha 1:8, Chet Chata Yerushalayim, Jerusalem sin. Ask Chazal in the Medrash Eicha Rabbah Parashah Piskei Lamed Hey, what, the Umos Olam don't sin? But they sin and they don't get it like we get it. They ain't b'kach kvam. So that's the first kav, that the king goes into galus and we go along with him. And now we get to the second kav, the second line of thought, the second track in galus. And that is, the Maharal writes, and the Seder Hashira, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vod, that we say God will rule forever, Shmos 15:18. And this comes after, Ad Yavor Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavor Am Zukanisa, Tviyemo V'sitayemo Bahar Nachalascha. God will rule forever after we come into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Says the Maharal, this is in Sefer Agvuras in the 47th chapter, Ein melech below am. There is no king without a nation. That's a Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer, in the third chapter. Vein Am, there's no nation without a land. And even in the 70 nations of the Dor HaFloga, we find Bereishis 10:2, Baratzosam and their lands begoyhem according with their nations. Each nation has their land. We also. There's only going to be Hashem Yimlach Olam Vod after there's a nation there to serve him, to be molech over, to rule over. The Gemara, Rosh Hashanah 31, says that on Tuesday we would say Elohim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel. God stands in the community. The judges stand in the community of Hashem. Or Hashem stands with the community of Hashem. Elohim sometimes means judges, sometimes it means Hashem. So why do we say that on Tuesday in the Beis HaMikdash? Verse in Tehillim, chapter 82, verse 1. Shebogila aretz b'chachmaso ve'echin teva la'adaso. Kadosh Baruch Hu was megale, revealed the land in his wisdom, and he prepared the world for his community. So Hashem stands with his nation. And we learn from this achidish that in the other ma'amaros of Briyas Olam, we don't find anything special about Knesset Yisrael. We don't find Tatshe Ha'aretz, that he prepared the deshe for his Eda. He prepared the grass, the greenery, for his nation specifically. The deshe is for everybody. We don't find by he or that the light is only for the Jewish people. The light isn't only for the Jewish people. The light is for everybody. However, on Tuesday, it says, Yikavu amayim itachas al shamayim el makom echad, v'seiro hayabasha. Let waters beneath the heaven be gathered into one area, and let the dry land appear, and so it was. And who is this for? Say Chazal, us. So this chiddush requires an in-depth analysis. This is only Shaykh Elokim Nitzav Badas Kel. But what's the rest of the perek talking about? The rest of the perek is talking about mishpat. This perek should be familiar to us. Admasai tishpatu avel, ufnei rishayim tisusela, shiftu dal v'yasom, ani v'rash hatztiku, paltu dal v'evyon. Miad Rishim Hatzilu, all talking about judgment. So it's very nice, this is what we say on Tuesday. But what does this have to do, this judgment, with the third day of creation? Only the first pasuk does. According to the Gemara, we have to understand. The Maharshal discusses this. So the whole Gemara here is Geboit, is built on the Yisod HaHevdel HaOmok HaNimsa Ben Kol HaMa'amorot Shenivra Behem HaOlam U'Bein HaMayim Rishal Yom HaShlishi Yikavu HaMayim. The Gemara here is built on the foundation of the difference, the deep difference that's found between all the Ma'amorot with which the world was created and the Ma'amor of Tuesday, Yikavu HaMayim, that in all Ma'amorot were created Naya Metziyasin, a new Metziyas. Mahutim she'achush mavchin b'hem, essences that the senses can discern, v'tofsam b'koach tfisato ativit, and perceive them with natural perception. The Maimer of Yikavu HaMayim is different. She'ikar HaNekuda Shebo Hu V'Tera'e HaYabasha. The Iker Nekuda of Yikavu HaMayim is that the dry land should be seen. In other words, there's no numitzias of Yam and Yabasha. In other Mamaros, there's a numitzias. Here, there's no numitzias. It's the same mitzias that was before. It's the same mitzias that was before. Now it's just visible. So it emerges that if we come to investigate in creation, where we find the power of revealing what's hidden, it's going to be in this Maimer. Now this urge to reveal can be for a number of reasons. But the strongest, most central reason for the need to be Megala is to be Mekabel Kavod. You can't get Kavod if the Mechubed is hidden. There has to be a gilui in order for there to be a place of kavod. Because if the mechubed is not revealed, then nobody can give him kavod. Finally, of the koch of gilui. Gilui is kavod. So, that is Shakol Bara Lechvoda. That's on the third day. Because everything was created for God's glory. But it can only be glory if the things are revealed, if the Mechubed is revealed. And when was there a revelation? When was there a Koach HaGilui? On Tuesday. On the third day. When the Abasha was revealed. When dry land was revealed. It was covered before, now it's revealed. And the Shoresh of wanting to reveal is to give Kavod. To find out who's the Mechubed, who's deserving of Kavod. So the shorish of Bria Sa'olam, of Tachlis Bria Sa'olam, is really on the third day in this sense. Because on the third day, it was the Hakol Bara Lechvodo, and on the third day there was a revelation of Hashem, of the Abasha. And we made this revelation so then we can understand also Shakol Bara Lechvodo, that the Mechubed is revealing himself. So now that we've gotten to this point, we know that the Ratzon of Kavod to the Yachol of the Borei Olam is that it should come dafka from Knesset Yisrael. Amzu yatzarti liti lasi yisaperu. I created this nation, I wanted to talk about my praises. Knesset Yisrael are the ones who primarily carry this vision of Kavod Shemayim. And now we understand the Gemara about Yom Shlishi in a very clear light. The Maimer of V'seiroa HaYabosha is Hachonas Mokom LaHadasa. V'seiroa HaYabosha is preparing a place for his Eda, for his community, for his group. Kadosh Baruch Hu was making a place for Am Yisrael. And what was originally hidden with all hiddenness is now clear with all clarity. Again, Yom Shlishi is the day of Gilui Kavod Shemayim. Because it's a day of Gilui. And Gilui, ultimately, is Gilui Kavod Shemayim. That's the purpose of revelation, of revealing the glory of God. And the people who are primarily responsible for this Gilui are Klal Yisrael. So therefore, it makes sense that in Yom Shlishi, there was a revelation. Hechin Tevel Adoso for his community. It was, the world was prepared for us. There was a revelation for us. And you also see this in the Lashon of the Gemara. Gila aretz b'chachmaso v'heichin teva l'adaso. He revealed the earth with his chachma, and he prepared a world for his Ada, for his community. In other words, Gil aretz b'chachmasa. He revealed, here is the makor for the revelation of the Koach HaGilui, of this power of revelation. It all starts on Yom Shlishi. And that's what Kavod is about, revealing the Mechubit. And that's what Knesset Yisrael's job is in this world. And we take this further. The kavod of Hashem is only revealed through the Jewish people of Midas Malchus Yisbarach, God's mid of kingship. The etzem kavod Shemayim that comes from the Metzius of Knesset Yisrael is only through the Kabbal of Ol Malchus Shemayim. And the glory of Hashem's kingship dwells on them when we're mekabel Machos Shemayim. And since we explained that Yom Shlishi, when it says v'teirah yabasha, that the dry land should be seen, that is a preparation for the existence of his Eda, of his group. V'meila, it emerges that it's not only a hachana for Metzias Hadasa, it's a hachana l'makom Hadasa. Like the Lashon of the Gemara, Sheikhin Tevel, Tevel is a place. Makom, Ladasa, now we have a place. And the reason is because a king needs a land to run his kingship, to conduct his affairs. He needs a land. So it's not only a Metzius of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael now is a place. Makom is Lashon Mekayim. We have this place that gives us existence. Hashem is the king on the earth. There needs to be a nation on the land. You brought us and you planted us in the land, and then Hashem yimloch le'olam v'od. And the Maharal already tells us Malchus is ba'aretz. And therefore it emerges that coming to Eretz Yisrael is the ultimate fulfillment of the Maimer of Seraya Bush, and now we have our place, and now Hashem could be Melech. We explain that the Bias Ha'aretz Bedafka is what's Mechadesh Dinin of Smicha. There's no Smicha in Chutzla, it's only in Eretz Yisrael there can be Smicha. That Smicha is the true Mid of Mishpat, that's the trait of justice. So the Hemshech HaPerek, the continuation of the chapter in Tehillim, that talks about Mishpat, is the natural continuum of Elokim Nitzav Vadas Kel, which is the Maimer of Yom Shlishi. Because Hashem created for us a place. What's this place? The place is Eretz Yisrael. And it's only in Eretz Yisrael that there could be Mishpat. So first there's going to be Elokim Nitzav Badas Kel. Kadosh Baruch Hu prepared for us a place. A place for his Eda. And that's in Eretz Yisrael. And then in Eretz Yisrael, what happens in Eretz Yisrael? We know only in Eretz Yisrael there's true Mishpat. In Chutz La'aretz there isn't true Mishpat because there's no Smicha. So it makes sense that after Elokim Nitzav Badas Kel, that he prepared for us a place of Eretz Yisrael, we're going to talk about Mishpat, because that's where we have Smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Unbelievable. From all the Nisim and the Osis and the Mosim that were done for the Jewish people in Tis Mitzrayim, we have only one Moifis you could say about it, that it, in its essence, in its content, is the Ze'er Ampin, is the miniature of the Maimer of Yekavu HaMaim B'Seiraya Basha. And it's Mefurish, it's Galui, it's Meir, it's Kriyas Yamsuf. When God split the sea, doesn't that remind you of Yikabu Amayim El Magomad, that the water is moving aside and the earth and the dry land is rearing a field? That's what happened to Kriyas Yamsuf. That's why by Kriyas Yamsuf we see the pasuk of Yikavda B'Paro, Now the Kavod Shemayim is coming out, because Kavod Shemayim is the third day, is when we reveal the earth, and that earth is Eretz Yisrael, which ultimately the Jews are going to inherit. And that's going to bring to Kavod Shemayim, because the job of Knesset Yisrael is to bring to Kavod Shemayim. B'nei shekriyat yam sufu ha-chazara של כנסת ישראל על המאמר שנתגלה במעשה בראשית של בריאת העולם. באותו מאמר של בריאת העולם שהוא הבית אב לקריאת ים סוף, הוא המאמר המופק של הרצון היום לקיום של עם זו יצרתי לי תהילתי יספרו. הווי והיא כבדה בפרעו. הדברים נפלאים ביותר. That the כבדה בפרעו is going to relate to קריאת ים סוף, because that's when the Yabasha is now seen, and that seeing of the Yabasha, the making the Yabasha revealed, the dry land revealed, that's the Maimer in Brias HaOlam that is most uniquely related to Kavod Shemayim. I don't know how much this Maimer was worth, maybe $10 billion, $73 billion. No, really not, because you can't put a price on it. Priceless. Baruch Hashem. No, a lot more Torah to learn together. Please stay tuned for more. And we should be Zelcha Amir Tashem, Tzibu Karov. Come back to Eretz Yisrael, the renewal of the Smicha. Vashiva Shav Tarech Kavrishon Abiyotzarech Kavatchila. Vacharechein Yikari Lach Ir Atzedek Kirya Ne'amona. B'mehera V'yameinu Amen V'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.